So after you graduated from National Laser Institute, which was what, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
What was like the first job you landed? And by the way, how long did it take you to land the job?
So as soon as I finished school, it took 2 weeks later, I got a job at Laser Away.
Like, boom. I love
right it. There. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go work here. This is where I'm working.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Hey, Nat, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Long time no see. How's life treating you?
Great.
So I met you, was it what, 7, 8 years ago?
Right.
I'll never forget. I walk in the lobby. I guess you're waiting for a tour. We said hello.
Yeah.
You took the National Laser 2 week training program. I think you told me, well, you just moved here from, was it Cali?
Yep, California.
So are you a California native or?
Nope, originally from Michigan.
I'm Michigan.
Yeah.
And where's your family from again?
The Middle East and Iraq.
That's right. And yeah. So they escaped Iraq and came to Michigan, huh?
They had to escape.
All right. Yeah. All right. So you moved to California, and did you go to high school in California?
I did. I actually went to three high schools.
Three high schools?
Yeah.
Diverse? What high schools?
I know.
Where,
in
what
Michigan,
cities?
In Michigan and in Detroit, and then in California and San Diego, and then Scottsdale.
Michigan, California, and Scottsdale. Three different high schools.
Yeah.
Is that because the family was moving around?
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, so after high school, did you pursue any college or no college?
Just a few years of college. I got married super young. So
How young?
19.
Wow, that is super young. Married at 19, wow.
Yep.
And I know you've got a little one right now. How old's your little one?
She's gonna be 11.
11. What's what age did you become a mommy?
20.
20. So you got married, had a baby, started young.
Yeah.
And from the college days, you went to college for 1 year, 2 years, 3 days, 3 years.
2 years. You know, just did the basic associates, psychology. I really liked the study of the
during moment. College, were you thinking I want to be a psychologist? Do you have any like visions or dreams of careers at the time? You're just kind of stumbling through it and not sure.
I mean, as everybody else is kind of confused when you leave high school. It's
you
just like,
no
what
idea,
do you
right?
want to do?
I'm supposed to go to college.
You know, that's like it. You know, you get married, you go to school or whatever.
All right, so how did you shift gears from college to, I think you told me you went to an aesthetic school in California, right?
Oh, yes.
How did that transition happen? What made you wake up one day and say, I'm going to be an esthetician?
As soon as I think I turned 23, I started breaking out my skin.
Like
I was
acne?
Like, yep.
Okay.
And I was like, what is going on? I've never had a pimple zit in my life. And then all of a sudden it just broke out.
The stress of being a young mom, huh?
Yeah. And then I was like, I got to go to school. So I started, you know, going to aesthetic school over there in San Diego. And
did you go to aesthetic school more to fix yourself or more because you had a passion for this possible field?
Well, I mean, it started with my own insecurities of learning the skin and then... You know, I was experimenting with different products at home and trying to fix my skin at home.
Did
and
you like buy everything? Like you're buying Proactiv on TV and
right?
all the products
I'm like, what do
CBS
I need?
And,
you know, so, but no, I was doing more like natural, like home remedies at home. And and then I just, it sparked my interest in this field. So
awesome.
I was just like, I got
to
continue.
So you went to aesthetic school. And then what made you think cosmetic lasers and technologies?
Well, I you know, back then it was like, what, 2012, 2013, and it was just starting out. And I was super interested, and I was like, I'm going to be a laser technician. Like,
right.
You know, I'm going to be doing all these treatments and changing people's lives.
Did you even know, like, what a med spa was back then? Or?
No. I mean, now, I mean, you know, you bump into one
every corner yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but back then it wasn't as...
So you were thinking more plastic surgeon, derm, that kind of world?
Yeah. I mean... for skin and helping people because, you know, I wanted to help people the same way I was helping myself.
All right.
Yeah.
So I know you told me you had one of those roller coaster marriages that's up, it's down, you make up, you break up. And then I know you got divorced. You're the single mom and have to take care of the baby and live your own dream. So after you graduated from National Laser Institute, which was what, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
What was like the first job you landed? And by the way, how long did it take you to land the job?
So as soon as I finished school, it took 2 weeks later, I got a job at Laser Away.
Like, boom. I love
right there. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go work here. This is where I'm working.
Okay.
And, you know, the manifestation, I just kind of created it myself.
So you're doing all the procedures, hair removal, photofacial, tattoo removal, all the basic med spa type services.
Yep. Okay. VeloShape, Clear and Brilliant for his skin. So.
And so how long were you a laser tech for at LaserWay?
2 years.
2 years. And then what?
Mm-hmm. And I was so good at sales, so I just transitioned and, You know, I was doing sales for 4 years after
that. So you went from Laserway tech to like a client consultant selling packages and turning people on to new things?
Yeah.
How did you realize like you were good at the gift of gab and, you know, getting people to say yes?
Well, I just felt like, you know, I was helping them in some way because either I was performing the treatments or, you know, selling them the package. Either way, I was helping people. And that's what my passion is, helping
them. Right. And you just kind of look like the girl next door. So who wouldn't want to buy from you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long did you sell services for at the Laserway Med Spa?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's, would you say, was that more fun, less fun, different than being a tech? Or what's it like, tech versus a client consultant?
I wish I could do both.
Combination.
You know, because I love being in the treatment room and talking to them on a more personal note and helping them. I felt like a little therapist too, you know, because I love psychology. So, I mean, just to all of it, it was just really
fun. So let's talk about being a sales consultant in the aesthetic world. You sit down with the customer. They say, my concern is X, Y, Z. Like, kind of walk me through. How does that go? Like, what do you ask them? Because you don't want to say to somebody, oh, well, you've got this and you've got that.
No, I just ask them, you know, what brings you in? You know, how can we help you? And, you know, because they are the ones coming in. So you want to make sure that they're, you know, telling you how they feel. You know, I'm not going to analyze, be like, oh, you need this and this, you know. So, but no, I would just have them explain. And if they don't mention something, I'll be like, well, we also offer this, you know.
Awesome. So 2 years as laser tech, 4 years selling services and packages. And now I know you're at a brand new med spa now?
Yes.
And what's that called?
Bodcore.
Bodcore. What do you do at Bodcore? Yeah.
So I was doing the treatments there.
Okay. And this is, I assume, body contouring?
It is.
What types of devices?
It's a 4D laser system. Okay. So it helps with, you know, tightening and, you know, losing inches.
Cool. Is that like a CoolSculpt concept or?
CoolSculpt uses freezing technology, but this is a little different. It uses heat, infrared heat, red light therapy.
So is it to melt fat or shrink fat or tighten?
It depletes your fat cells.
Okay.
And then your body eliminates it. Similar process like CoolSculpting, but it's a little different.
Very cool. Is that more for the tummy or double chin? Or what body parts do you use that on?
We do everything, kind of like the same areas that CoolSculpting targets. We do the chin, the arms, the abdomen, the back.
Very cool.
Inner outer thighs.
So you are a body contouring master now.
I am.
And how long have you been at Bodcore now for?
I would say 5 months.
Okay, so you are specializing in body contouring there. So there's no laser hair removal, no foot fetish, just body contouring days.
Just body contouring, yeah.
Very, very, very cool. So I'm just curious. I know you told me you're 31 now, right? Mm-hmm. So you've been in this business for 7, 8 years.
Yep.
So let's move into the future, 10, 15, 20 years. If you're guaranteed to succeed, if you could not fail, and you could keep living this passion, this dream, like, where would you see yourself down the road?
I would see myself as an entrepreneur.
Awesome.
You know, I love everything about the med spa industry. Mm-hmm. I love skincare.
You don't want to leave it?
No.
No.
Just want to expand and, you know.
Awesome. So you can see yourself owning like your own med spa, 20 med spas, a chain. Like, talk to me.
20 med spas, maybe more, you know. So
I love it. So what makes you want to be like an entrepreneur one day?
I mean, my whole family has been in business and I know aspects of selling treatments and performing treatments. Right. And I'm business like a little scientist when it comes to creating products at home. And
are you creating your own products at home?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah. So now I'm just like in trial mode of like seeing how long I could stand on, you know, shelf life and testing.
Very
and
cool. So maybe you'll be your own skincare manufacturer with your chain of 100 med spas across the country. Yep. You'll be competing against me one day. I love it.
We'll work together. We'll work together.
So just curious, for you personally, what would you say is the most rewarding part of this medical aesthetics industry for you? What makes you feel good?
Helping people. I do.
Any examples of like maybe people you've helped that just made people, what have people said to you that made you feel good?
I mean, just transforming their body, their skin, you know, it's just, especially in this day and age, you know, people just want to look and feel their best. And I love to help them achieve those goals.
Do you get these texts and emails every now and then going, oh my gosh, Nat, I'm so happy. I look so much better. My acne's gone. My wrinkles are gone.
Or they'll ask me for, you know, referrals or any new treatments because I'm just always like searching for different things. And they're like, what's the new and latest things that we can do? So
I love it.
Yeah.
So I know we probably have a lot of estheticians, doctors, nurses, and maybe even stay-at-home moms or somebody's working at Target or Nordstrom's watching this today or listening to this podcast. They're thinking, maybe I should pursue that medical aesthetics thing. What advice would you have for other people out there? Maybe they're a single mom. Maybe they have a kid like you. You know, what would be your words of wisdom to people out there who are considering this aesthetic industry?
Well, I mean, just follow your dreams, follow your passion, whatever excites you.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be. I mean, you just got to think about it and ask for it and just accept it.
I agree so much. There's nothing better in life than following your passions. I wake up every day and I want to go to work and I can't stop thinking about it. People say, Lewis, you're a workaholic. Well, no, I dig this. This is fun. This is like, I'm living my dream. And it sounds like you are too. So I love that. You're smiling when you're talking. This was your calling. You were meant to be in this space. So congratulations on your success. Love the story. 8 years in the business, landed a job 2 weeks after school.
Blessed for sure.
Medical aesthetic services, sales, body contouring. Yeah. And one day you're going to be the mega entrepreneur in medical aesthetics.
I will be.
Congratulations. Nice seeing you, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.